Here we are once again. It's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And so get you in your chair and pull out your Bible and be ready to be a student in this school. And while you're getting ready, I'll kind of explain what we're about to study. We're looking at the history that is found in the Old Testament and giving an overview of that history. And we have come to the end of the book of Genesis. And we're talking about the long sojourn in Egypt that actually began at the end of Genesis. And then we read more about that in the book of Exodus. And that is over 200 years that family, the children of Israel, that went down into Egypt and when they grew into a great nation. You'll want to turn in your Bible now to Genesis chapter 47. And we'll particularly begin looking at Genesis 47, 1 through 12, as we proceed with these Sunday school lessons. Now, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying a Sunday school lesson. It was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of January the 13th, 1924. And we're talking about Joseph before Pharaoh. You see, Joseph went before Pharaoh to secure the land of Goshen for his family as they came in. We read in Genesis 46, 28 through 30, or we're going to read this now, about what happened when Israel came to Joseph, that's Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. The father of Joseph came to him after believing so many years that Joseph had been torn of beast and had been killed, and he had grieved over that so. And now he finds his son alive and the second in command of the most powerful and what would be considered then, in a worldly sense, the greatest nation on the earth at that time in Egypt. And so in Genesis 46, 28 through 30, we read, "And he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to show the way before him unto Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot and went to meet Israel, his father, to Goshen. And he presented himself unto him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said unto Joseph, Now let me die, since I have seen thy face and thou art alive." Let me read Genesis chapter 47 and verse 1, and we'll go to the explanatory notes of the Sunday school lesson. In Genesis 47 and verse 1 we read, "Then Joseph went in and told Pharaoh, and said, My father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen. Joseph first said to his brethren and father that he would go and report to Pharaoh that they had come, that they were shepherds, and that they had brought all their flocks and herds. He instructed him that Pharaoh should ask their occupation. They should say, Thy servants have been keepers of cattle from our youth, even until now, both we and our fathers. The reason for this was that ye may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians." We read in Genesis 46, 31 through 34, "Joseph said unto his brethren in his father's house, I will go and tell Pharaoh, and say unto him, My brethren in my father's house, who are in the land of Canaan, are come up unto me. And the men are shepherds, for they have been keepers of cattle. And they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you, and shall say, What is your occupation? That ye shall say, Thy servants have been keepers of cattle from our youth, even until now, both we and our fathers, that we may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Joseph would carry 2 points in this way. First, he would settle his father and his brethren in a country suitable to their occupation. And second, he would separate them as much as possible from the Egyptians. In this land, the Egyptians would have pasturage. And since shepherds were an abomination to the Egyptians, they would be where they would not disturb the Egyptians. And they themselves would not be disturbed in their worship. Joseph then, according to this arrangement, told Pharaoh that his father and brethren had come and were in the land of Goshen. Now, Genesis chapter 47 and verse 2. And from among his brethren he took 5 men and presented them unto Pharaoh. The notes? Joseph presented 5 of his brethren to Pharaoh. Possibly these were the 5 principal men to represent the rest. At a latter time, the children of Dan chose 5 men of valor to search for further inheritance of them. Genesis chapter 47 and verse 3. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, "What is your occupation?" And they said unto Pharaoh, "Thy servants are shepherds, both we and our fathers." Well, when Pharaoh asked their occupation, they answered according to Joseph's instructions. Genesis 47, verses 4 through 6. And they said unto Pharaoh, "The sojourn in the land are we come, for there is no pasture for thy servants' flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore, we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen." And Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land make thy father and thy brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen let them dwell. And if thou knowest any able men among them, make them rulers over my cattle." They stated why they had come to Egypt, namely, "For there's no pasture for the servants' flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen." And Pharaoh granted this request. He had already promised to Joseph, as we have seen in the introduction, the good of the land and the fat of the land. And Joseph had already promised them the land of Goshen in Genesis 45 and verse 10. Pharaoh instructed Joseph to select the men of this activity and strength among his brethren, and make them rulers over his cattle. Exodus chapter 9 speaks of the cattle of the Egyptians and of the plagues which destroyed them. So now we're going to read about Jacob before Pharaoh. The text here is Genesis chapter 47, verses 7 through 9. And Joseph brought in Jacob his father, and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, "How many are the days of the years of thy life?" And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage." Returning to Elam's notes, we read, Joseph then presented his father to Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Just imagine that shepherd coming out of the land of Canaan, and he's giving a blessing to this king of Egypt. Pharaoh saluted and blessed. Jacob saluted and blessed Pharaoh. That is, he pronounced good upon him. God blesses men when he speaks good for them. And men bless God when they speak well of him in praise and honor. Pharaoh asked Jacob's age, and Jacob said, "The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimages." As the margin says, pilgrimage means sojournings. Abraham and Isaac had been sojourners in Canaan, as Jacob then was, and had been all his life, as his different journeys show. We read in Hebrews how that these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them, and greeted them from afar, and having confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth, Hebrews 11 and verse 13, Abraham did not have so much of the land of promise as to set his foot on, Acts chapter 7 and verse 5. You know, Christians are called sojourners and pilgrims in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. We read, "Beloved, I beseech you as sojourners and pilgrims to abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your behavior seemly among the Gentiles, that wherein they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they behold, glorify God in the day of his visitation." Jacob was 147 years old when he died, according to Genesis chapter 47, verse 28. Isaac was 180 years, and Abraham 175 years. And so we read now in Genesis chapter 47 and verse 10 that Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from the presence of Pharaoh. So again, Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went from his presence. And this is a Bible story that has a happy ending. We read in Genesis chapter 47, verses 11 and 12. "And Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread according to their families." Joseph then settled his father and his brethren, their families and flocks and herds in Goshen, the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded. Goshen, as stated above, was called the land of Ramses, from the city Ramses, the metropolis of the country. There were yet 5 years of famine to follow, according to Genesis chapter 45 and verse 11. And in Goshen, during these years, Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and their households. The Israelites were active and energetic people. They prospered in Goshen. They got possessions. They were fruitful and multiplied exceedingly. Jacob lived in Egypt 17 years. Before he died, he exacted a promise from Joseph to carry his body back to Canaan for burial. And by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped leaning upon the top of his staff, Hebrews 11 and verse 21. He blessed Manasseh and Ephraim, crossing his hands wittingly, as the margin reads, and placed them on their heads, giving Ephraim the preeminence. Jacob also pronounced a prophetic blessing upon every one of his sons, placing the descent of the promised seed in the tribe of Judah. Accordingly, having embalmed him in the days of his mourning past, Genesis 50, verses 1 through 4, Joseph obtained permission of Pharaoh to carry out his father's request, and he and his brethren buried Jacob in the land of Canaan. Joseph, after the death of his father, again assured his brethren that he had forgiven them and would not take vengeance, but that he would nourish them and their little ones. He reminded them that they had meant evil against him, but God had meant it for good, and the good was to save much people alive. Well, we're going to bring our class to a close at this time, and I'm making a mark right now in my little Sunday school book, so I'll return to this point when we begin reading in this next class period, and I hope you'll enjoy. Join me in this, and we'll proceed from this lesson and finish it, and then we'll read about how Moses was called to deliver Israel. The old schoolmaster could say now, Class is dismissed.